And Krishna on the other side, in such a hiding way that she could not notice, dived into water. And just like a tortoise or crocodile, he went inside the water and he went to that place where Radharani was taking bath, and he caught her feet like a crocodile and trying to drag her into water. And she cried, "Oh, crocodile has caught her feet and caught her feet." And she was being dragged into water and started drowning. And about to drown, at that time he left and then he came to save her. So this such type of hide and seek pastime takes place here in this card, looky good. Nearby there is a place, Okidhara is Rameshwar. Beyond that, I remember about 3 years before Maharaj took us there. That place is full of water. It is a sort of, as if you can see, sea, ocean. Very huge pond of water and deep also. It's sort of ocean, not exactly ocean, in which there is no anything. So Gopis, Maharaj was telling that time, you must be heard that wrestling story, that where Radha and Krishna had wrestling, and Radharani defeated Krishna, and then Krishna said, "Oh, I am not being defeated, I am victorious. How you are victorious? Because my nose is up and your nose is down." So Maharaj was saying that such type of pastime used to take place. Then Gopi says, "You always boast too much that you are so much powerful, or you had very many incarnations. Once you were Ram, you did things. Once you were Varaha, you did this thing. We don't believe. Anyway, if you have got anything, any power in you, show that in incarnation of Ram." We hear that Ram made a bridge over ocean. Can you make a small bridge on this small water passage? He said, "Why not?" He just called, played over his flute. Oh, so many monkeys came, and they came with the stones and they made a very beautiful bridge here. So I remember 3-4 years I went with Maharaj, and there are still big stones like bridge, and we go on those stones as if we are going. They are not stones, rather they are called chattan, what you call rocks. Big rocks are there, and there is bridge of that rock. That is called Setu. Setu means bridge. Setu Band Rameshwaram. You know, the real bridge was made by Ram from Rameshwaram. That is on the south extreme of India. So that is called Setu Band Rameshwaram. So such type of pastime took place here, and we might have seen the pastime over there. Now we will go to Afghan Jain Yamlo.
करक रहा है मेरे भी पर इन्होंने मना कर दिया हूँ कहीं क्या मार
Krishna's soul. And because dancing, everything nice also. So So we are now come here. And also we are praying here. O Krishna, when I hearing of your the true sign, sound, and my heart will be melted. This is okay.
Very important festival in India, that is called Diya Dhuj. Shivananda Prabhu is saying that in this tradition, mostly sister and brother, they go to Yamuna and they take bath together. And at that time, whatever they desire, they again get. So, gopis also took bath here. But they did not took bath this time with Krishna. They took bath separately and then they gave very very delicious food to Krishna. So I think now we will go to Bhojan Sali and where at least we may not take prasadam, but we can see that how Krishna takes prasadam with his cowherd boys and his friends. Gaur Premanande!
Thank you!
Thank you!
To address everyone!
Bhojan Sali. Try to listen the importance of the name itself. Bhojan Thali. Bhojan means prasad. And Thali means plate. Right now where we have come, we can see that this place where Krishna used to come with his friends. So, this place, this mountain itself, in order to serve Krishna, has served as plate. We can see there are some imprints of plates on that place where we are right now. And some teeth are there, they are like cups, plate and cups are there. So Krishna used to come here and he used to take his lunch prasad here. The important point of that, taking that lunch prasad was Krishna used to sit in center and his friends will make round circle around him. One circle, then second circle, then third circle and miscellaneous circles. Millions of friends of Krishna were used to sit with him in those circles. And miraculous thing was that everyone will see that Krishna is sitting before him. Though Krishna was sitting in the center, but everyone found that Krishna is sitting before him. And here with so many important enjoyments and fun and strolling with his friends Krishna used to do. Especially with Madhu Mangal, who is too much fond of sweet. Maharaj was telling last time that, you know, pakoda, which is stuffed with different things. Krishna will take out the stuff of that pakoda, will make it a hollow piece, then put neem into it. Neem is very bitter, very much bitter. And then he will say, this is sweet pakoda. He is fond of sweet. This is sweet pakoda. And he will get allured. He will put the whole pakoda in his mouth and will try to chew. The moment he will chew, instead of sweet, he will get bitter. Then he will come and fight and just the pastime to place here. Maharaji, we used to come here with Maharaji also a few years back, 2-3 years before. And that was the morning time when we used to come here and we'll take Kaspachar. Now I request you one thing, that we have come on a very hectic tour today. This tour is not easily be done if we stop somewhere and waste our time for prasadam. That is why lunch prasadam may have to be merged with dinner prasadam today. Somehow or other, we will take some refreshment anywhere if you get a time, like some fruits and all. But whatever refreshment you are getting, in fact the prasad which we have just offered to the thali, that is plate of Krishna right now. So take it as a prasad, very valuable prasad to you. And whatever you get, you fill your stomach by that only. And today our journey will be with austerity. No prasad, I won't say no prasad, but less prasad. God Premanande.